Well, my name is Nasser Mousfeld. I'm founder and director of FLIP, which stands for Financial Literacy for Incarcerated People. And essentially what our program is about is we want to curtail the recidivism rate by teaching financial literacy and to develop strategic investment planning for people who are reentering society. And I think that what is really important for people to understand is that the clause in the 13th Amendment that was ratified is basically saying that slavery was abolished unless a crime is committed. And so when we look at these communities of color who are living on the margins of society, crime becomes an appealing thing when they have been circumscribed and they have been deprived the ability to enter free enterprise and access the capital markets and pursue higher education and upward economic mobility. And so that's what this program is about. And I'm actually currently incarcerated, and it started at R.J. Donovan, and we're just really preaching the gospel of being financially literate and developing ways to generate income legally without engaging in criminality and engaging in illicit behavior that will ultimately lead back to reoffending. And so I think that where we're at in this time in society with this technological revolution is that artificial intelligence are starting to replace manual labor. And so people who will be hired in the future will have to have some sort of technological know-how. And so I think that self-employment is a sustainable alternative because of when people have felonies, they are overwhelmingly discriminated against in the employment in the job industry, housing-wise. And it really just presents a nefarious reality when our people are reentering back in society. And so this is what this organization is addressing, societal issues, economic, political, and social issues. And I think that if we can work together in a comprehensive effort, we can actually tackle the mass incarceration rate, which is disproportionately populated by people of color. For example, everyone knows that African Americans make up about 13% of the world's population, the country's population, but over half of the people incarcerated are African American. And so really understanding the disparities that exist in our inherent side of our society, I think that that will give us a better footing to be able to combat and effectively fight mass incarceration.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.